Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network, and we are in our studios in Lansing, and you're welcome to always stop by here, peek in the windows. We'll actually have you come in, a little free coffee, and see how this sausage is made. And right now, we're going to make some good sausage with Lynn Ross. She's the owner, mother, and of Earth Baby Boutique. Tell me a little bit about that. What about your store?
Sure. So we've been around 7 years. We're now located in Old Town Lansing, Mother and Earth Baby Boutique. We focus on all earth-friendly, American-made baby products.
Wow. Earth-friendly.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So everything like biodegradable or made from...
We have so many reasons why we would carry certain products. So we support a lot of American-made, so products don't have to come overseas to get to us. Sustainable products, things that are made by factories that are fair trade. People are getting paid fair wages, safe working conditions. They use sustainable practices.
Okay, so you go right back to the roots, right? This is like no blood diamonds here, right?
Right.
Good. No, that's good. That's really a... And as a result, you recently won a socially responsible award. So congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Tell me, I'm always curious about the story behind entrepreneurs, right?
Right.
So how'd you get in this business? Did you grow up saying, I want to own a baby shop, you know?
No.
No.
I mean, I was more apt to carry around a briefcase as a child than a baby doll. However, I was in the hospitality industry for 11 years. I lost my job when I was pregnant. We decided to cloth diaper to save money. And then when it came to figuring out what I was doing with the next chapter of my life, my husband said, why don't you start a cloth diaper store? So that's how it all started.
Wow, that is amazing. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Tell me how that went.
It's been a rough road because it really sounds like a great idea. Like you'll be able to set your own schedule. And
that's hilarious.
Yes.
You know, yeah, people realize who sets your schedule, right? It's your customers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you got to facilitate them.
And the money in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So and also to jump into entrepreneurialism at the retail level. So now you're open a lot of times when you didn't used to be working, right?
Well, Saturdays. Hospitality industry is 24/7, 365. Well, so it was a step in the right direction, but absolutely, yep, open 7 days a week.
Yeah, so amazing stuff. And it's grown?
It is, yes. So we started out working out of my basement on a laptop computer, and now we are in a beautiful storefront in Old Town.
That's amazing. And Old Town, by the way, because this, as you know, it's a statewide broadcast. So Old Town is kind of a funky, arty little area of North Lansing, which has really developed and it's built some wonderful character. And they know how to throw a party.
Tons of festivals. Absolutely. It's a beautiful, historic shopping district.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Fun stuff. So you're enjoying it at this point?
I am, yes. I have five local moms that work for me. It's amazing to be able to support the community and be a resource.
Okay, speaking of five local moms, do we bring babies to work, that kind of a thing?
We do. As long as baby can be in a carrier and moms can perform their jobs, they are welcome to bring them.
That is awesome. And what mom would come in and shop and find that offensive, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I have one of those. Or two or three, whatever the case is. So any plans on expansion, anything like that? I mean, you can be in two places at one time.
We are actually growing next year. We are bringing in baby gear. So we're working on bringing in car seats and strollers and trying to fill that gap here in the local area.
You know, and I will make this comment as a grandparent, because when I was a parent, if you went up north for 3 days, you had to take like a moving van for all the stuff that your kids required. And now that stuff is all collapsible and it's much lighter and much more, I guess, structurally sound even.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to be moving in that direction.
We're working on it.
Excellent. Okay. So I know where to get my next grandchild gift, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So Lynn, tell me a little bit about, now you're in Old Town and you are participating in Shop for Schools. What's that all about?
So this is a program that I actually borrowed from Grand Rapids. It's a very successful program they run up there with local merchants. So basically they have the local parent-teacher organization that works with the merchants. And on one day out of the year, they encourage the school supporters, families, to come down and shop those retailers. And then a certain percentage of those sales go back to the schools on that day. So we've adopted that and put it in place in Old Town. So it happens the Saturday before Thanksgiving every year. This is our second year. November 17th, 17% of sales from that day at all the participating merchants goes back to the schools that the customers are down there supporting.
It's a win-win. The
Absolutely.
Schools gets money and you expand customer base by exposing them to your... And you've had some pretty good corporate involvement too here.
Yes. I was lucky enough to partner up with LaughQ for this event, and we are planning on collecting school supplies for the schools. Our goal is to raise $4,000 for local schools, and we are very excited to continue to grow this program.
Well, I bet you certainly are, and LaughQ does a lot of great things in this community too, and
sure
I'm glad
do.
You guys hooked up. Lynn Ross, owner of Mother and Earth Baby Boutique in Old Town, Lansing. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our guests today, and of course all of you for being part of this broadcast. You are essential. In the meantime, you've been listening to the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman for all of us at the Michigan Business Network, wishing you a very prosperous day.